World leaders congratulated comedian Volodymyr Zelensky Monday on being elected president of Ukraine. The country's Central Election Commission reported that Zelensky received 73% of the vote, with nearly all ballots counted. Incumbent President Petro Poroshenko received 24%. Zelensky had no political experience before running for president. He is best known for playing the president in a Ukrainian comedy show. The show, called Servant of the People, is about a Ukrainian high school teacher who becomes president by chance. One of Zelensky's campaign messages centered on his desire to unify the country. Ukraine has been divided over repeated debates about national identity. The country is also at war with rebels in the east. The rebels receive support from Russia's government. Election experts said Zelensky appeared to have won in both western and eastern areas, a rare happening in post-Soviet Ukraine. Poroshenko had appealed to voters to choose him so he could continue on a path to bring Ukraine closer to the West. He had also campaigned on a promise to fight government corruption. Election monitors from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, were in Ukraine for the voting. The group said the election respected fundamental freedoms and prepared the way for a democratic and orderly change of power. Declaring victory Sunday night, Zelensky told supporters he would not let the Ukrainian people down. "As a citizen of Ukraine, I can say to all countries in the post-Soviet Union, look at us. Anything is possible." Zelensky has promised to reduce corruption, which many Ukrainians see as the reason for rising prices and worsening living conditions. Zelensky said he also plans to continue the pro-European path that Poroshenko began and will aim to improve his country's ties with Russia. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Peskov, said on Monday it was too early to talk about Putin congratulating Mr. Zelensky or about the possibility of working together. Peskov added that Russia respects the choice of the Ukrainian people and will wait for steps by Zelensky before making judgments. U.S. President Donald Trump and French leader Emmanuel Macron called to congratulate Zelensky on his win. German Chancellor Angela Merkel also pledged her support. In a joint letter to Zelensky, EU Council President Donald Tusk and European Commission head Jean-Claude Juncker praised Ukrainians for their strong attachment to democracy and the rule of law. I'm Brian Lynn.